do you know? The dead org is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred. No time for move faking. Gots to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow. But we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome. Bust a nut inside your eye to show.
All right, we back, Matt. We finally back after Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah, I still got food from that joint.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was cool, man. I drank a lot. I didn't get in any trouble by the grace of God, and I got plates. I had like 5 different types of turkey.
Damn,
like motherfuckers is really going to the next level with this turkey game now.
It's crazy. People doing a deep fried turkey too.
That's some deep fried turkey. I got some herb turkey. I got some traditional baked slow roasted turkey. I got deep fried turkey. I got the whole situation laid out here.
That's what's up.
I got a honey baked turkey.
Dang, so you got like different sections in the refrigerator?
Oh, it's going down in there right now. It's happening. I did a trade, a Thanksgiving trade off, and got even more food from other places.
You did a trade?
Yes, they bring your plates by and let's trade some food. So I took some food from one Thanksgiving I didn't even go to. Ate that food and then got some and gave up some food from some of the Thanksgivings I went to.
That's actually pretty goddamn
shit. Oh, it's lit.
All right, well, shout out, man. Everything was good, man. I went to Chicago, got to hang out with the fam, and chill, kick it, man. Holler at a lot of my people from college and stuff, so it was pretty dope. Let's introduce our guest, man. Our first guest, man.
We do.
Our first guest on the scenario.
You're like the Jackie Robinson of the scenario.
Yeah, man. you know, we've been trying to tab, you know, what category he'd be in. We were going with Master Henchman as of right now.
Master Chief.
That is... evolved into the old head category, just the dude to go out and kick it that's married, but he just go home. That's the old head category.
Yeah.
But he'd be able to give the young cats game, like, you know, you need to get on that. Like, yeah. Like you need to get on that.
She looking at you.
Yeah, she looking at you. Y'all heard on my regular Stroud, low cash, the man, the sleeper, Eric Dillard. Thank you for coming on, man.
Hey, man. Hey, thank you, fellas, so much for having me, man.
Yeah, first guest.
I feel like I might be. Like, I'm just, I don't know. I'm like,
you got a nice ass studio.
This is beautiful. I'm happy to be here. But no, seriously, I fully embrace the wash life. Is what they call it. I'm dry cleaned at this point. Like, I'm pressed and put away. But I have lived the life, not necessarily me personally. I've seen a lot of things.
I've heard of such things.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy to be here.
He would be Jamie Lannister, the reformed Jamie Lannister.
You might be Tywin, dog.
But no, he was reformed, though. Since Jamie is reformed,
but he was a villain in his time.
I wasn't smashing my sister, so I'm gonna go with Tyler.
Right, no.
I'm gonna go with Tyler.
It's just about the general purpose.
I had a little bit of morals. I had scruples.
That's the very fabric of basic scruples. Even my brother didn't possess.
All right, first email comes from Jacob Brunman. He says, "What's going on, fellas? Love, love, love this show. This is one of the funniest podcasts I've heard in a while, and it's very good to hear brothers just ramble and talk about different various topics every week. Quick question, though, and this goes back to a farther podcast you all were mentioning, speaking about, I gotta go with Daryl about Teddy Riley being better than Babyface's producer. I think that this is not a discussion or a conversation or anything to be discussed. I think Matt is now realizing and really looked at the track record of Teddy Riley and how he influenced not only R&B but hip-hop. Love what y'all doing on the show. Would want to throw in a topic and see what you all would think about the top 9 basketball players ever. And what I mean by that is someone like Kwame Brown. Damn. This dude, Lenny Cook. You got some classics over here.
Nine worst basketball players?
Yeah, like Cassidy was supposed to be dope and like...
Didn't pan out
at all. And then he put Tracy McGrady over here too.
Oh.
T-Mac just had
injuries. Hey, man, that's messed up, man. T-Mac. Hey, Jacob, you wrong. Jacob,
T-Mac,
you wrong.
Averaged
20. And then he put 2 real bad people, then put Tracy, and then Tracy McGrady.
T-Mac had injuries, man.
T-Mac averaged 29 points in the season one
and
time.
Never got out the first round of the playoffs.
He got out with the Spurs.
Nope.
This is true.
Hey, damn, you're right. That's
facts only.
I mean, but he's basically like a coach or deregulated assistant coach at that point. Wasn't
almost
he?
Finessed the ring, man.
yeah,
and he was a man. He probably putting his foot out trying to trip people. Everything.
He was this. I mean, he was.
Hey, he had a jersey.
He did, man.
On the squad.
What's crazy is he played in the other rounds. He just didn't get to play in the finals.
Yeah.
So he actually did contribute.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. 9 worst basketball players of all time. It's hard to do that because I got to think about cats that actually made it and then they ain't no good.
I mean,
it's easy to do that from like a draft pick that didn't work out.
Still. Well, yeah, but I'm going the one that Lenny Cook is the one that pops to my mind quick than what he said though, because he's supposed
Sebastian to be better. Telfair.
No, not more than Lenny Cook. Lenny Cook.
I ain't breaking them. I'm just saying.
No. The reason I say Lenny Cook, they say Lenny Cook is to give it to LeBron though. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's like he's better than LeBron type.
I'm gonna go recent times, man, because people probably forgot about him. But being a Cavs fan, like a real one. Anthony Bennett, bro. Ooh. He in the D League somewhere right now.
And he was the number one pick.
He was the number one pick, like, not that many years ago. Like,
now, and, like, recently. like
in recent history.
He might not be 25. Like, he might not even be 25 right now.
Like,
because he came out as a sophomore.
It was bad, man. Like, I've seen him live. It's bad.
Know. I mean,
we might be able to throw Matt out there, and Matt would get more buckets than Bennett. And I don't even know if you hoop.
Oh, I can go.
Okay.
Well, he said, I can go. Well,
there it is.
You got something for Anthony Bennett. Huh?
Anthony Bennett.
I average 16.5. I can go.
Okay. See, there you go, because
I'm
Bennett.
I'm 6'1". I couldn't play power forward like that cat.
But you could cross him up, and you probably get more rebounds because he's trash.
9 worst basketball players. Like, terrible. Like, I got to think about cats that
like the best cats that, hype, and then like, they were real good. That then he just didn't do nothing.
Darius Miles.
But no, Darius.
Darius kind of local, man. I feel bad talking about.
He's had a okay.
Okay.
Okay. His recent troubles would put him in that category, but I don't think overall his career would be that though.
What do you mean? He was the number 2 pick in the draft, and he never learned how to shoot.
But he went to the All-Star game at least.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
He's never been to All-Star game.
No.
All-Star game.
No.
Wasn't he MVP at a rookie game or something?
Man, come on, man. That's like being the MVP of going down to CYC and hooping. Like, he's meant for games like that. Just roll it out there and you don't have to shoot. Just run the court and dunk.
Oh, if you hear this, Darius, man.
Hey, yeah, I mean.
Hey, you cool people.
I talk about people in sports world all day.
Life be happening, man.
Juan Wagner?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think it's more than
It's way more than 10 people.
I can do this all. Dermot Johnson?
Ooh.
I can do this all day.
I like basketball. I have no idea who that is.
Cincinnati. He was the number one player in the country in 98. Mm-hmm. And he went to Cincinnati. He played for the Nuggets. And then he was supposed to be the truth. And it did not happen. Shit. Oh, my God. I could do this all day. I could do a whole redraft of people like this. Rafe LaFrance.
LaFrance.
Michael Olowokandi.
Okay.
Rafe LaFrance had some decent years with Dallas, though. Towards the end of his career, though.
Corleone Young.
I was at Corleone Young.
Jan Vesey.
Because people.
Talk about you went back and
I'm telling you, this is what I do. I mean, we can sit here and do this if this is what y'all really want to do. We can do a whole podcast about this.
I feel like you would dominate this podcast. Not wrong with that. I would just make jokes.
We should just move. We can move on. I can produce that. I can really sit down and produce that. But I can think about the nine.
I think the Rafe LaFrance one. He had some decent years with Dallas at the end.
At the beginning.
No, at the end. He got drafted by the Nuggets.
At Dallas, I don't think I'm calling those years decent. Not to be the number 2 pick in the draft. Rafe LaFrance is supposed to come to the league and be that dude. He was supposed to at least be Keith Van Horn. He never became that.
Damn. Is Keith Van Horn a bust?
No.
No.
Keith Van Horn was an all-star. Legitimate all-star a few times.
No, Van Horn, he did good work.
Did he get a ring? Did Van Horn get a ring?
We can. I don't see where he would have got it at.
Dallas.
No, that's too.
Did he go to the finals though when he lost to Miami?
He went to the finals with New Jersey and lost to the Lakers. He played a while back.
Yeah.
Michael Doliak?
Ooh.
Hey, you pulled that one out the match.
You just went to Utah. You just going to go down the whole Utah roster at this point, huh?
Pulled
him out the hat.
I'm just thinking about people like just by association here. I mean, we could do this. I could literally do this all day. Sean May.
Bust though. He was a lower first round pick though.
Come on,
he was a lottery pick.
Are we gonna count? Did we count Sellinger as a bust at this point? Or are we gonna give him a pass?
Jared Sellinger.
Yeah,
easy. That's kind of what he was supposed to be. He
just can't jump open on paper.
Yeah, he could never do that though. I don't know why we expected that to start. Shit, Greg Oden.
That's real.
He didn't really get a chance.
He said it himself.
It's true, but it was injuries, man.
He said it himself.
Ain't like he was out there and just slogged.
I mean, ain't like I said Lenny Bias.
I was going to say Lenny Bias.
Fucking killed himself. He never even got a chance to hoop. I can't do
How
that.
How many games did Oden actually get, though?
Oden played multiple years.
Like, 5-10 games a season? Like,
hey, he was out there.
I mean,
he, if you admit you a bust yourself, I'm counting you.
Okay.
I ain't taking his own words out of his mouth, and he called himself a bum.
Durant came to his defense.
TJ Ford?
I laughed. TJ Ford a bust?
Would you draft him if you knew what you knew now?
He has some decent years, though.
In Texas.
Would you, knowing what you know now, if you could go back, if you
ever what was his pick? Was he? He was a
lottery pick. Yeah, Kelvin Torbett.
Damn,
you just.
I mean, really?
Okay, yeah. You could do this all day.
Oh yeah, I could do this. I could.
Really,
this.
You can go through. You can go through damn the whole.
Texas. I haven't even started going in like an order. I'm just thinking about people right now. I could literally go through every team in the NBA and pick somebody.
Kareem Rush.
I never really expected. I'll just say yeah. First round pick.
What about his brother though? Both of them.
Jerron
was supposed to be the truth.
Jerron
was probably the best one of all three of them.
Jerron counts. I would like to just say the entire 1997 LA Clippers. The 2000 to 2000 LA Clippers, all of them. Except for Quinn Richardson.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say yeah.
So that'd be Darius Miles on there too then.
I want to make sure we mention him again. I want to make sure that was. Make sure that was. That.
All right, let's talk about twice. Next email. This next email comes from.
I want to do this throughout the show.
This is random. Ooh, this
go back. Okay.
Promo Johnson. He says, "Fellas, the last episode about Donald Trump was hilarious. Just wanted to say that this was a dope podcast. Appreciate y'all doing. I definitely will pay for the premium account.
Okay.
Do y'all really, really want to do this?
Yeah, we want
is
to.
Is there a situation where you all take donations of alcohol or finances? Peace."
Yeah, I mean, that's really all the money was going to go to.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, I actually would take, it'd be kind of fly if people just send us, like, random alcohols, though.
Send us stuff.
Yeah, like, random alcohols. And then, like,
yeah, just send us stuff.
I would definitely guess more if it was just random. Yeah. Bottles of Hennessy popping up. I would, you know, I feel like I would at least help. I ain't got to talk. I just
drank shots of Hennessy. I went to Negro Shangri-La on one of my Thanksgiving stops and had some pure white.
It's tasty.
Yeah, it's solid.
Yeah, man.
It's solid. <It's laughs>
It was like a fly light skinned chick.
Big forehead, nah.
that had the biggest forehead of any alcohol I've ever drank.
Ooh, wee, hey.
All right, this is the topic of the night question from Andrew Deals. He says, "Listen to a lot of you guys' episodes. You all talk a lot about letting a woman choose, and there's nothing you can do about choosing. But I'm super confused about this. So, within a commitment, I can't hold her to anything. Or within a marriage, do I have any way that I really have something to hold or behold upon her? I'm really trying to get a grasp around this because you all were laughing and saying, like, basically giving me no hope for within relationships in the future that a woman can just walk out of my life along at any time. Just give me some thoughts. Really would like you all to dive into this topic. Peace."
Number one, don't be afraid of what ain't happened yet because then you'll never go after it the right way.
Yeah.
Now, let her choose is a rule that usually is put in the work. Let me go back in the history of rule number one. All right, so once upon a time when I was in my early-ish 20s, there would be women that were for the people. But at the end of the day, rule number one, if you ever get in a dispute with a chick about, hey, I'm finna, not with, with the homeboy over a chick, like, hey, I'm about to make this happen. You know, you both can make moves towards her, but at the end of the day, you can't be out here dirty macking against your boy. You got to let her choose.
Rules of engagement.
That's rule number one.
Rules of engagement.
There's
correct.
Two rules in the book. Rule number two, refer back to rule number one. Let her choose. Let her choose ain't nothing more than just being like, hey, she going to make the call. Don't play dirty pool and try to get in between what's going to really be her call. Once y'all get together, you're an idiot if you think you're making all the decisions anyway. So you let her choose. You throw it out here. You let her choose. And then once you have been chosen yourself for duty, selected into the selective service, you're not making decisions anymore. But you have to make it seem like you're the one that's making decisions because women don't like to be with dudes who ain't decision makers and don't take the lead. But then at the same time, they're going to want an insight on whatever your decision that you make is anyway.
Oh, trust and believe, at the end of the day, if it's you and your partner, or you and whoever, and both of y'all are eyeing this chick, no matter what you do, no matter how much money you got, no matter how swaggy you are, how much juice you are, she's going to make that call. You know why? She's got the pussy, and the pussy is the power. Now, she might be for the people and give away her power freely, or she might be a dictator and hold that motherfucker on the block. But at the end of the day, she decides who and when she wants to give it to. She don't need you dirty macking or saying, well, your boy got a gal anyway. You don't do shit like that. Mm-hmm. You better than that. You got nuts.
Or don't even say you got a galley wave, but like, hey, Sleepy, man, you gonna go see your girl? I mean, you tell your girl, man, and that make sure she got my homework for me, my test class.
There ain't nothing okay about that.
And it's always a dirty mouth everywhere in life.
Yeah.
At your job, on your campus. It might be one of your friends. He might be a closet dirty maggot. You might not have caught him yet. Shit, some of us got friends that we know are dirty maggots. They've been around so long, we just deal with
it. And you work around a dirty maggot.
But she does have the power. And she never loses that. That's her, hate to say it, as my man said, she wants you to make decisions. But best believe, if she asks you what you want to eat, if you say something that she don't want, she's going to veto that. And you're going to end up going where she want to be anyway.
You're the president, she's Congress.
You got to pretend like you got the power.
You can sign them the bill, but they bring the bill to you.
You the pitcher, but she the umpire.
Yeah.
That's a great analogy right there. That's all aspects of relationships, too. I'm courting, whatever. Best believe, if you spitting at her and you think she fly, it's at least three other niggas that think she fly. So if she chose you,
So they tell me that flat up. It's like, you can tell my intention about how I spend my time. I was like, all right. My mind is at ease. Rule number one is in my favor right now. And I'm going to thank the gods of above for pushing rule number one towards my direction. Now, rule number one ain't no set and steady. I don't want people taking solace in the fact that if you have favor, you have achieved and accomplished favor forever.
That's where I want to go to. That's why I want to develop to the next topic is that you got to keep that shit up, though.
Yes. She could like your ass based upon potential of what she think you got. And once she gets you, realize it's a fucking mirage. Or you might have been King Dick slanger before you got it. Now you got it and you're settled. You're slanging dick elsewhere. Best believe, if you slanging dick elsewhere, it's some niggas trying to slang some dick to her. She might not be catching the dick, but it's coming her way.
What's this old Johnny Taylor song? Who's making love to your old lady?
Yeah.
While you out making love?
Best believe, you gonna have to wash your dick off and come home and do something. Because she gonna know eventually.
Shout out to one of my homeboys, that would put gas on him, when he'd come home from creeping. He knows who he is.
Life be happening.
But he'll do it randomly too. For it won't just be times he stayed out late. So he has a track record of being clumsy at the gas station on his record.
Wow,
it's actually ingenious.
I'm not gonna even lie. That's pretty amazing.
It's actually ingenious.
That is,
I salute that man because
that's some strong ends to go to right there.
No, you just filled up gas though. You put a little gas on your crotch area.
How you get gas on your crotch though?
It's the fumes. Just take the fumes. You know how you gotta get the fumes on you from gas. You'll smell like gas.
Yeah.
Right. So you won't smell like no coochie or nothing. You smell like gas.
No, I get the point of the outcome. Yeah. I'm just saying
that's
like what mistake and what? How exactly? What are you doing that you make a mistake? Is he get gas on your dick?
Maybe he's a known drinker and he's. Mm-hmm. He's been doing this always.
Exactly. Set the track record of it.
If you have the routine, if you do this shit when you, maybe she do it. If I was him and I was gonna do this,
he's done it in front of her too.
It would have to be something. Exactly. She would have to see it happen.
He's drunk though, or been tipsy, and he drives.
To know that I'm an idiot and that this happens often. Sometimes you got to
no, no, no. Sometimes being the being the dumbass in a relationship can help you so much farther.
Wow, man,
I've never thought about doing it in my younger days. I've done lots of things. Lots. Let me run to the gym real quick and just hit this treadmill for 10 minutes. I've done all types of things.
I'm going to hit the treadmill. What's been your craziest line, though, to get out on some creep shit?
I don't know. If I can just close. I'm not like
you. Say he's not out the game. He can't share.
He's not in the game, though.
Yeah. Never know when you got to dig
out. You get back in the old playbook?
Boy, I swear to God.
I don't know, man. I don't really play the game like that anymore.
That's what I'm talking about. Back in the day.
Man, I don't know, dog. I was pretty defiant. I'd be like, hey, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm staying at BG Crib. Or, I don't know, dog. I wasn't really much of one to really duck and weave because I ain't never been a relationship guy.
Gotcha.
So it's like, if you are the master of informal ceremonies, you can't really catch too much grief for what you do in your life.
You set the precedent, man.
Yeah.
I was always relationship guy, but luckily I'm Greek, so I had alpha meetings all the time. every day. Committee meeting for this, committee meeting for that. And the meetings would happen. I just would not be getting a meeting for 5 hours.
Sometimes. I just wouldn't actually ever be there. That's what you were about.
No, I would be there. I just would go late or leave early and still be at the meeting. Yeah, but I was young and crazy, and every person, because women go through that phase too. You know, it happens. Be smart. Do what you got to do. If you're not trying to get caught, don't get caught. Women are better cheaters anyway. So 100%. Unless your plan is flawless, she already thinking something going on regardless.
I mean, Insecure's got all these dudes all scared too, though, and shaking in their boots, you know, about women right now.
It's
you know?
A. It was without giving away these spoilers for folks who haven't seen it, it was good to see the perspective of
both sides. And the flipping of normally how normal things are normally one way and when you see a romantic movie or comedies or anything, and it's flipped the opposite way.
Completely. And shout out to Miss Ray. She's not married, is she?
No.
To Miss Ray for the writing and how she did that, because I did not expect it to go down the way it went. But being the person who has been out there, I could recognize and understand, you know, how that could happen. It could easily happen. And, it's hard to say don't be that guy, because, like, she got the control. But do everything that you can within your power to not be that guy.
Yeah.
Real talk.
You can control the situation to a certain extent. If you just a bum and ain't doing nothing in the house, ain't taking care of your lady at all, ain't giving her no compliments, ain't uplifting her, she probably got a work husband that's, you know, doing that and rubbing her hand, or a nigga that she used to mess with that's in a Facebook inbox.
A nigga that's rubbing her hand. That nigga, you gotta cut him up.
The game is the game, man.
The game is always the game. It's always playing.
I've been on, you don't want to play. I've been on both sides.
That's why it's so hard to be Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. Stay on top for that long.
True.
It's always be a quick turnaround.
Because of Matt Castle who think he's going to be
Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer.
He'll be throwing for big yards, but he won't be going nowhere.
Jesus.
Big yards
or even rest in peace.
Carson Palmer is like the simp king of quarterbacks. Like he throw for big yards, but it don't never go nowhere.
I got Phillip Rivers in that role, man.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers in that
too. I got Phillip.
Yeah, and then you got them cats to do just enough to get there and still don't ever become anything. That's the Andy Daltons of the game.
Alex Smith.
Yeah.
He's serviceable.
Yeah.
He's a boyfriend that does
that. If you want to be any quarterback in the world out here with these women in this game, you want to be Ben Roethlisberger. You want to be savage. You want to be able to make it work when you need to. But at the end of the day, you're still underrated by most people for how dope you're making it kick off to be.
We're not referring to the rapey outside aspect. We're just
talking about on the field.
Yeah. On the field, I don't want to offend any young ladies. Y'all are very important.
Aaron Rodgers is a little too famous now.
Aaron Rodgers might be a tall tale at this point, man.
Ooh.
He's finessed the game. Like, for what he's done, it's been amazing. But what have you done for me? Like his when you think Aaron Rodgers, you think excellence and greatness.
Yeah.
How long has he but when is the last excellent and great other than the game here, game there, have you actually seen?
Last year.
And what did it get him?
2 years. No, 2 years ago.
And what?
He went to the NFC Championship.
But
I'm just saying.
We can't put him up there. To me, I don't think you can put him with the Bradys and the Mannings.
Well, he's damn near. If he gets another ring, he's
over the last few years where he's the best player.
Oh, yes, definitely. I will give him that. But I'm just saying. How many rings?
One.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
But he's got a championship, though.
True. I mean, Trent Dilfer got one too.
At the end of the day, though, if you count rings, that means you're trying to say that you can Eli Manning the game and you still.
That you just have a team.
Some niggas have dumb luck. And they get
nothing. Eli Manning in the game is basically letting your boy do all your conversations for you, though.
Hold up. The Eli Manning is having your boy.
I'm in trouble and I don't know. I can't go home.
Like, it's the shy brother from the Five Heartbeats. Wait,
that's Eli Manning?
My brother go with
him. Hold on. And Peyton is the not shy brother, the regular brother that's helping out shy brother. Yeah. Bring him on in. Go on, you know, that's my little brother over there.
Mm-hmm. Give him some. Give the drummer some. That's Peyton Manning to him.
No, I agree. He didn't dumb luck himself into some wins.
He's been MVP too.
MVP of the league.
No, Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Maybe I'm being a little too hard on Aaron Rodgers. I just want him to win. In the 2000s, like soon.
I don't know. His resume is pretty strong. He was 25th pick in the draft, so he stepped up and became the man.
Up under Brett Favre, too, that one teaching him a goddamn thing.
And he didn't play for 3 years, and he just stepped in and just became the player from the Himalayas out of nowhere.
I know. I mean,
that's a noble path to go upon right there.
He's
smashing sidelock.
I'm not gonna downgrade. Yeah, he is.
Raw.
I'm not gonna downgrade. I'm just talking about in the quarterback, in the analogy of using for guys. There are definitely a lot of guys who've accomplished a little bit more than ahead of him, but he's mentioned in that group.
Not too many. Not from his generation.
Okay, that's true. Peyton is.
You're comparing him to the next generation above him, yeah. Peyton.
Peyton and Tom Brady both for years.
He's probably the best of his generation, man.
No, that's definitely.
There's no good quarterbacks.
Breeze and Eli are in the generation just before him. Eli's been playing a lot longer than people give him credit.
Yeah, no, Eli has.
Breeze is 01, Eli's 03.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no.
So, really, is Aaron Rodgers the last great quarterback?
No.
Who's good now? That's new.
You see that dude, you see that boy that won MVP last year?
Cam was running over cats. Cam and him, but I mean, the rest of the league ain't got no quarterbacks. That's the problem in the league right now.
I like Carr, but he's not there yet. But he's gonna be there. I like Carr. I do.
He
Carr is a wheel man. Yeah. He's just like a dude who just be getting the situation together.
Carr, he the young partner that somehow got hanging out with y'all.
Boy, Dak is real. Dak like your little brother.
Dak
like your little brother, and he just pulling off.
No. And it pulled your big homie's girlfriend.
Yeah,
and she bad too.
And his homeboy running wild out here.
And with your girl though.
Dak's the utility man, and Zeke is the superstar.
Yeah.
And they just rolling that.
They out here running. They out here changing the way the game is real.
Hey, but sometimes I'm gonna be real. Sometimes you want to be the utility man.
I am a utility
superstar.
Man.
Got out of the spotlight.
I never wanted to be. You want to?
We used to call it. We had in our old little group. We had the elites, is what we would call them. Y'all know them, Adrian.
Listeners know who we're talking about.
We've had the elite. I was a part of the subset called Phantom Menace. We worked in the shadows.
Phantom Menace.
We worked in the shadows.
You sound like a Dark Brothers.
Oh my God! He said the Phantom Menace.
No, that's what we were called.
So they're the Murder Inc. of the organization.
Oh my God!
We worked on the fringes.
Splinter Cell.
We worked on the fringes. We wanted to get a look at the shine, but just enough.
But if you ever went out with a messy crew of folks, though, that ain't quite your people, like you went out with like Jay Cutler, Joe Flacco, who got a championship, like an ugly cat with a bad chick because he got a title. And you still don't understand how it happened, but hey, here we go.
The crazy situation when you do that, though.
You go out with Jay Cutler, Joe Flacco, Ryan Tannehill, and Sam Bradford. And you're just standing there. You holding your own. You like Russell Wilson. You strong.
You become, it depends on the, you're right, it depends on the group. You could be a utility man. But have a subset of other friends where you become the superstar for that weekend.
Yes.
Like, you could be that guy. Don't mess that up, though. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to be, if you ain't got, you have to be.
It's a situation, though, to bring the whole thing full circle.
Gotta be aloof.
Where rule number one will almost always favor you in those situations. Always. You out here rolling around with Blake Bortles. And Brock Osweiler and Trevor Siemian.
Just to say Trevor Siemian, yeah.
And Kilpatrick.
You just like, yeah, Ryan Kirkpatrick. Kilpatrick.
No, it's
whatever the hell his name is. Fitzpatrick.
Jesus Christ. That was racist. I just picked a random Scottish Irish name. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, there's a black dude named Kilpatrick in the league. But you got all them cats you rolling around with. Meanwhile, I mean, you're doing better than Cody Kessler. And all them bums, but that's when you end up finding yourself being Andy Dalton. You feel like you really balling for real, but you're really not balling for real.
So wait a second. I've only listened to actually one show, to be honest, because I'm washed. I be sleeping. But y'all have discussed in detail the cruise.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
We had a whole episode where we broke down every level of what a crew to make a crew period.
And that was the most beloved episode.
It's the most popular episode.
Let me tell you, as a guy that is late, I am about to go. Where can I? Can I get this?
Yeah, yeah. It's our most popular episode.
I'm about to go listen to this right now because I'm interested in what I was
like. Literally, it was so popular. People were calling and texting me while they were listening to
it. Did I make the count?
Henchman?
Yes.
Henchman.
Fucking A.
But no, because no, Teddy, no, Adrian texts me like, I ain't no superstar. I'm more like a utility man.
Adrian's a goddamn.
The only person that calls and tries to adjust their position
is a superstar.
The superstar always want to downplay himself. He always
D, man, you really was kind of more the superstar for real. Come on, man.
The superstar, I've learned, always wants to make it seem like it wasn't what it was. Yep. I ain't do that.
Y'all crazy. Bro, it can't go like that. Like,
bro.
We call Teddy the chaplain.
I'll allow it.
He's the moral compass of the group.
He is. Whenever
of humanity.
Whenever I had a situation where it was just even too savage for me, I would go to Ted and be like, Ted, talk to me.
bring me in, because I'm doing a little bit too much.
He'd give you bad advice, though. He'd be like, yeah, tell your girl you cheated. that never ends well. Don't do that.
You're sitting there like, Teddy, I don't want to feel better at the end of this. I just want to be out of the situation.
I'm trying to get out the situation, not make it worse. But Ted's a great guy. Love him. He's my daughter's goddad. Good guy.
So let's even dive a little bit more with the owning.
We're going to marriage and relationships?
Yeah, we go to marriage relationships with it.
Go ahead, lead it. I think this is the only reason why I'm here.
No. Me and Matt have had talked about stuff like that. What I'm saying with that more is that, like, this is a statement. I even told my wife this, so she know. I said, you never own the pussy. You only leasing it. Throughout your life.
I agree.
Even if you're married to a woman, you can be with her 30 years. One day she to say, I don't, your lease is null and void for whatever reason she wants to.
I 100% agree. I 100%.
And that's what it is. It's just what the game the rules of engagement of being in a relationship. You don't want to deal with the non-committal lease, the month-to-month lease schedule that you have on there, then don't be in this game.
It's a book, but you almost listen to have any type of happiness or whatever. I hate to say it. The game is a game. You got to play it. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. You do have to keep in mind if it go left and she decides to leave you for whatever reason, she's in the power position, unless she just makes an exuberant amount more than you. But typically, she's in the power position because most of the time you did something wrong. 100%. That's usually how it go. This is just how it is. She may have done something wrong too. You just didn't catch it.
Yep.
But you are the one typically that did something wrong. And she has, they great because they said they're like detectives when it comes to amassing evidence of wrong. Mm-hmm. You weren't you weren't supportive enough. You didn't help with the dishes. You didn't help with the baby. You didn't do this. When we first got married, you do all this. Now you don't do that. When we first got together, like, they let it build.
Mm-hmm.
And you
looking at Mount St. Helens and shit.
And they smiling at you in this building, and you thinking, oh, everything cool. You leaving your shoes over in the corner, not even paying no attention. She cooked dinner, but you want the game on. You go eat in the living room. Like, it happens.
Oh, man, they got a memory, boy.
And they will bring up some shit that happened 3 months ago that you completely forgot about and blindside with you and be able to tell you
that. Hey, but here's the thing. Here's the problem with this whole scenario before this even goes even further. Hey, yo, they be right as hell.
Oh, yeah. No.
Hey, I've had to confront myself from the past and look him in the face like, come on, man. What the hell is you on?
The ghost of
and
America.
And he out here right now and his sins or focus in the present. And I'd be like, real talk, I'm like, I'm not even like that. Like, I'm not even making an excuse. Like, but it happened once. And you'd be like, God damn.
It did.
When did that shit happen? But when did that happen? And it'd be like, in March of 2012, you was out here. Like, March of 2012? Girl, I didn't even know you then. Yeah. Like, did I?
Is it, did I do it? Like,
did I know you?
Your woman is Matlock.
Yeah,
she's Santa Claus. She's making a list, nigga. just know she's checking that motherfucker.
Yeah, she got a body bag waiting on you in the closet at all times. You might wake up and have it top zipped on you.
your job is to keep as little on that list as possible because she has the power. Listen, you can dig it down all you want to. You think the dick is amazing?
She gonna be like, yeah, I needed that anyway. Yes. When you get done with all of that.
She's got the power.
I still got an issue we got to discuss.
Okay, yeah.
Keep on trying to dick the issues out of your chicks. She gonna respect you less. I'm telling you.
And you gonna be tired. Because you usually, you usually give the best dick you got when you did something wrong. That's just how it goes.
You think that's true?
Your soul just going to be weary.
No, seriously. In life.
Yeah.
It's been... when I know I have fucked up and I'm trying to fuck up back into my life...
I got you. No, you're right.
I've given the best dick I can give.
I disagree with that.
I mean, I've become an Olympian.
I'm saving all this dick for you.
The Olympian of dick is when I know I'm right. Yeah. I'm talking about, I pulled the Lawrence. I have, you third episode, right? So he cooked dinner. You seen that episode, right?
No, I think that's like four.
Fuck, okay, I'm sorry. Well, I pulled the Lawrence where I'm fucking up.
You throwing a Hail Mary out there.
I got to get back in the game. She done told me half of the list. The half she done told me, I'm about to do all this shit today.
Right, because I know it's another half that she ain't told me yet.
I don't know shit about it, but I'm at least get this done. But when she threw, she threw. Now, that don't excuse her for fucking up, too. But just know, she kept a tally. You ain't tallying. You need to
She don't even know she keeping a tally until she start thinking about it.
Yeah.
Don't keep a tally yourself, though, too.
No, I was going to say, you'll stress yourself out.
I was going to say, you was a fool. What are you going to do? You're going to bring it up one day, and you're going to lay out 35 things that a chick did wrong to her at once?
And she going to hit you with 65.
Man, you better be careful bringing up one thing. You better be real careful even bringing. You better introduce it the right way. So there's one time, you know, you was kind of like this and like, I was talking about like we was on some shit. She done hooked up on you. She done ran up on you like Batista. And you like, oh, let me get away from her. Like, she's about to steal on me. Y'all ever been stole on by a chick?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been stole on. I've been slapped. I've had a drink thrown in my face. I've been choked. Different women.
Oh, okay, I'm like,
bro. No. So y'all be like, damn, D, you be getting abused and shit, right?
Same chick, huh?
No, actually.
Thanksgiving.
I've been
it's two chicks.
I've been stolen on, I've been slapped. The drink thing had never happened.
Drink thing I deserved, though. All intents and purposes, I deserved all four different incidents on a higher level I did.
I once had a young lady kick a hole into my wall. But she did not kick me, but she definitely put a hole in the wall.
What size were them clodhoppers she had on her feet?
It was, I stayed in San Rafael Townhomes right off of the Rock Road.
Y'all know people gonna email, so you've been hit by one. What was the circumstance you've been hit by?
Oh, no.
No. Is that premium even?
No, I've never been hit by a woman.
Oh, you never had?
Oh, high five.
Yeah, I'm out here.
You really do finesse.
I don't have issues. I don't have too many women that just, like, after the fact, dislike me. It just don't happen.
You know what? I will say this.
I'm saying even still with those situations, they don't dislike. Well,
like, I weave to the whole, like, Scottie Pippen in 92. I just get through the defense and just finger roll, and I'm there.
I've got maybe one girl that who I know. You. Who really, really hates me.
Yeah, I got one. One that hates me.
I mean, it's like real. If she saw me, she might run me over.
I went like at the peak of my savagery, I went off on her. And after that, I didn't raise my voice for like 4 years because I was like, I think I just got it all out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done.
But no, people going to ask, how did I get choked?
Yeah, I really wanted to. I was.
That's going
to
cost you $3.
No. This is the crack. We will give you a little bit.
That's premium content. Nah.
You know I can't give it out?
Nah, man. They know you got chokes, so now I'm embellishing it.
Well, I'll tell the first person to be being slapped.
Whoever the first person is that gets.
I'll show y'all a picture of the girl.
Listen, the first three people to sign up for premium content, meaning once we make $15 off of this show, you'll get your own 10-minute podcast
of this story. You know what? There you go.
That's how it's gonna work.
But I'm gonna give him the slap thing as a preview.
Okay.
So the same young lady. So I was messing with my ex from college, but she didn't live here, and I was trying to go out of. Oh damn, that's premium. That's premium. No, there's a thing that Cassie's doing the Ozarks here in St. Louis. You know, y'all remember Summer Rain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. So, you know what's up. So, my ex from college came down to go to Summer Rain with me. But I had to finesse it to try to get out of it before I could at least, because people going to be taking pictures. There's no way I'm not going to be able to be seen. There's no way. So I was like already kind of on the flaky with her or whatever. So, at one of my events and one of my parties, I was talking to her. I was like, you know what, man? I ain't saying I ain't fucking with you no more. Like, straight up. She's like, what? I'm just not fucking with you no more. And, yo, she gave me that pimp slip back. Not a backhand, though. But a nice front hand joint got me at the four fingers, not five. And it was so bad. Bouncer, I'll tell y'all his name later, though. We bug out about it now, though. He just grabbed me. Because he ran outside and grabbed me. Because he said, she got you so good, dog. There was no way your reaction was not going to come back. He said, just because your reaction. He said, she got you so good that you like, he said, I knew you weren't going to do it. But he was like, I know you was going to grab her something. Just because she got you so good that your natural human reaction was going to be like to grab her or something. And he grabbed me up. It was so bad. I was so mad. I left my own party.
Whoa.
It was on Thursdays. It was usually my little Thursdays.
I know. I wasn't there for this one, but
yeah. She got some nerve slapping you at your own joint.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, it was, this is her, this is before she had fell off a little bit, though. She fell off.
I'm not.
That's who it was.
Goddamn. Yeah,
that's the same person that choked me, too.
She life has happened, but
yeah,
she did.
Yeah.
But
I'll go back. I'll show you some.
Yeah, no, she.
You better DDT her next time you see her.
No. She hates me, but Willie's cordial though. Hate though. You know what I'm saying?
Like, cordial hate.
Cordial hate.
Cordial hate's the worst kind of hate.
That yeah. Ice stare.
It used to be worse. Than
cold
that.
In the room when you see.
It used to be worse than that at one point. So yeah. So if y'all want the premium story about how I got choked, you know, after this, you know, you have to first three people get this.
Yeah, it's your story.
That's it. You're going to have to tell a story too, though, if we can at least give them the least decent amount of time.
I got some things.
All right, so, think you can tell me, then I'll tell about my drink being thrown in my face. Then.
Okay.
How did you get hit?
So, I was actually at one of your events.
Damn.
When the situation.
Something about my goddamn events.
When the situation started off, I'm drunk.
Something about my goddamn party.
And feeling myself way too hard. And I'm thinking there's no one. I don't know. I made the mistake. I became the superstar for the day. They were busy. They were on the stage.
You never go full superstar.
They was busy on the stage. Doing what they do? Huh?
This is at low.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
it's funny. Like I know the nights I was on the stage, yeah. I was like, that was low. And okay.
I'm in the party, and it's like I had the glow. I felt like, well, I just had it. You just one day you got the juice. You got the juice. And I left at the crib, and I came with my boys, and I had no idea that she or anyone that she would know would be there. So I'm out there doing.
So what you didn't tell her where you was going?
Yeah, I did.
You just said I'm out.
I'm just going out. So I'm out there doing my thing, and a little dip I had used to mess with or whatever I had seen while I was in town because day events was always something that you wanted to come to.
Yeah, we used to truth right out.
And I'm drunk, and I see her, and she see me, and she walk up on me. She all in my neck, whispering, lips touching me and shit. I look to the side. I see her sorority sister looking at me. My girl,
better days.
Oh yeah, I remember her.
Yeah,
my girl sorority sister looking at me like, "Oh, it's over now."
So you see her, see you.
I see her, see me. And at this point, I'm full defiant. I'm like, I'm caught.
You already defiant before.
We balls.
I just headed home.
We balls to the wall. I'm like, nah.
Doing a 0-10.
I hadn't done anything to the girl. I hadn't pushed her or nothing, but she definitely all over me. Like, she all over me. So, at this point, I try to get out the limelight. I'm like, let me get off to the corner.
Pulls up to the side and slide.
Literally, 20 minutes later, my girl shows up.
Oh.
I don't know she there, though. Cause
hold on, dog. Hold on. So, she didn't.
She hit the text like, your man ain't here tripping.
Spunk said, so she got dressed and everything.
Yeah.
And got there within 20 to 30 minutes. Yeah. Did she look close?
I guess she used to live on Page and Kings Highway.
Oh, that ain't that far.
No, yeah.
That ain't that far from
Logan. You know, she ain't
bring
the strap.
That's what I said.
Look,
she bring.
So let me get to the story.
Yeah.
I'm at this point, kind of off to the side, near the stage, not on the stage, and I'm straight up freaking it down. Now I done set it up. I know what's going on.
So you got yourself your area now.
Yeah, I done moved out. I'm back on the fringe. My man, Kevin Benford, see her before I see her, and Cam come and he like, bruh. I ain't gonna say her name. She might be listening, and she hates me. She here, and I'm like, run interference. So
that's an immediate thing you have to say. Like,
I'm like, wherever she at, run interference, because I'm about to dip out. At this point, I'm like, I'm dipping the fuck out. Like,
I gotta, you just gotta go. You just gotta cut all your losses, text the other girl though, if you want to get up with her, whatever.
Another time, we get to another time, so I can be like, oh, I was there for a second, but I left. I already had a plan. I was going to the castle, so I was going to, I had a plan.
Yeah.
I was going to come home like, oh, babe, about you, with, you know, I had it set up. As I'm edging toward the door, one of the bad things about being semi-known, every nigga want to say hi.
Yep.
Every chick want to hug. I'm like,
you can't get out.
And I'm trying not to be rude, but I'm trying not to get, I get right to the motherfucking door. And it's a bouncer that I ain't going to say his name. I'll tell you all that. Yeah. And he like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She looking for you.
And she right behind you.
She behind him. So I'm, you know how the door was set up. I'm like, I'm right about to get out the door. She's standing up looking like a mama. I'm standing up. It was so real. By the grace of Jesus, I was able to get outside. And the line had kind of dwindled because it was a little late in the night before I got stolen. But when I tell you, once I got outside, she hit me with a two-piece out of this world. And thank God for liquor because my reaction time was slow. And I wanted to, like in my mind, I was like, this could go real wrong. But I was drunk. And I've never hit a woman that don't condone that, but I was drunk. But my reaction time was so slow. She got two of them off and she started crying. And the crying
tempered you down
automatically. It automatically went to like comfort mode. Even though
just hugged her.
Yeah, just hugged her. And she beat on me some more. But yeah, we broke up like 4 or 5. I was just a horrible nigga in those days. Like I would act like I was going to do right. She has every reason to hate me. But I mean, she hit me like she had been practicing. It was a real two-piece. Like in the mouth.
You had a little dribble of blood, like the little dribble of blood.
You know how you get hit mouth? And you like bite your tongue?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, oh. I was like, and all I could do, yeah. And we broke up that night. And not gonna lie, when a chick dump you, my first reaction was, I had no girl on standby.
Right.
And that's horrible. But if you out here listening to this, if you ever hear this, you know who you are. I was fucking horrible. You have every right to hate me. That's like a decade ago. Much love. Damn. No hate for me.
I don't remember 5 years ago.
Well, I'm exaggerating. It wasn't quite a decade ago, but it was like eight years ago?
About six. Oh, it's like a decade ago.
Yeah.
Like real nigga.
Like maybe years?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah, it was
a while. And you happily married at this point, living good, hopefully. But, hey.
You know for a fact she married?
I can't. If there's a story for
premium. Hold on, we'll go take that and go to break. We'll go to break. We are back. We were just talking about one of our friends. You can tell the story about him. Okay. I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
He basically is one of our friends. He's been my friend for a long time. I didn't never know how he became our friend. And he did a move that you can only do pre-social media.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Okay, so I had a crew of guys. There were several crews in St. Louis, awesome crews. But I belong to an awesome crew of guys. And we were kind of already established. We lived in the dorms at home, so this was in our early infancy. So, we move. It's dorm. It's like move-in day. So everybody moving in. We had consolidated all the black dudes and moved to the same dorm. We did it on purpose. We like, this gonna be, you know, dope. We partners now. And we see this guy. And we just got our refund check. So we've been getting ready to go to the Plaza and buy some J's, buy some, this one's, I'm gonna date myself. We're going to buy some J's, some jeans, stuff like that. And we see this dude.
The mall, that's one of the things. Yeah. I mean, they haven't really gone to the mall. Like,
yeah. So, you know. And he's like, hey, what's going on? You know, niggas always link up. I went to a PWI, so you know, all the black people, we try to link up.
Standard.
He see us, and he's like, yo, what y'all on? And we like, oh, man, we about to run up to the Plaza. And he like, oh, I got a truck. I drive. Mind you, we literally had just met this nigga. And we like, oh, you know, whatever. He cool. We like, yeah, we throwing some gas, whatever. So, long story short, we become partners. We met him going to splurge our refund checks like idiots on some shit. So, months pass. And we already kind of a crew, and we invite him into the crew.
He gets all the residuals.
And the shit was kind of like a frat almost, because we had a book you had to read to get in. You had to do some shit. Like, none of us were Greek yet. So, you know, we doing our thing. So, it's second semester now. So, we've been partners for a few months. And he knocking on everybody's doors like, yo, I need y'all to come help me move some stuff. So, let me set the story up. We saw him for class time, and he told us he worked at night. So we just never really saw him at night except on the weekend. So he would kick it with us, and then, you know, we'd go to our rooms or whatever. So he like, I need y'all to help me move some stuff. So we thinking he about to move some stuff in the dorm, move some for his mama. So we hop in this truck or whatever. We're on the way to where we going. He pull over about halfway there and say, so listen, I got something to tell y'all. And we like, nigga, what?
Who's all in the truck for this? I just want to know who I'm visualizing.
So it's me, it's Pig, it's Tap. And it's Doja.
So, all henchmen. So this is a henchman. This is the beginning of the Phantom Menace, then, basically, then.
No. I'll get to that later. Yeah. So, we on the... And he pull over, and we like, it's hella serious. And we like, dog, what's going on? Like, your mama sick? Like, what's happening? He like, nah, I got a confession. I'm married. And we like, nigga, what? We like, you married? It's too much for us. We like, you married. Like,
y'all,
yeah,
like 1920.
Yeah, time. We're young. So he like, yeah, I'm married, blah, blah, blah. We like, nigga, you married? How old are you? This nigga like 6 years older than us. Like, we did not know. This nigga looked like he our age. So he like a grown ass man, and he hella married. And this nigga had a dorm room to smash, but had a home. So like, when we thought this nigga was going to work at night, this nigga was going to his family. It's the craziest shit ever. He like, yeah, you about to meet my kids and my wife, and we about to move some stuff. I'm in trouble right now, so I'm just going to be... She don't know I got no dorm room, so I'm saying I'm about to move one of y'all. But really, I'm just moving myself to the dorm. And I'm like, nigga, you have a whole fucking family?
Family?
Like, this is unscrupulous to me. Like, I'm literally... Like, I'm young. I'm like 20. So I'm like...
So you like... He like, what's homeboy from Training Day?
Alonzo
from Training Day.
I'm fucked up. And I'm like, he one of my best friends too, to this day. But I'm fucked up. Like, no fucking way. But yeah, we get there. His kids are awesome. My nieces and nephews. He's a brother to me. I meet his ex-wife now, of course. I mean, you got a whole fucking dorm room. It's not going to work for too
long. It's going to be over soon.
Yeah. But yeah, if like anything would have, like any type of Facebook, anything would have been out at this point. Like, popping. This is back in the day when you had to, like, go to college to have Facebook. Like, MySpace was popping, but, like, Facebook didn't even really have inboxes.
No, MySpace wasn't even popping.
Yeah, no, it's like, I'm about to date myself. It's when, like, College Club was fading to the wind.
Yeah, and so we talking about Black Planet.
Yeah, like, Black Planet was popping.
Yeah.
And, I mean, yeah, my nigga had a whole family. Shout out to him. I ain't gonna say your name.
Yeah, we gonna keep it. We love you, though, man. Dude, that's why I was like, man, how do we even meet him?
And that's not even premium content. That's just...
That's a true real...
A true fucking story. Yeah, and it's funny. I'm currently putting together like a little anthology about some of the stuff that we did.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've been writing.
And, are you going to make it like a book?
Like a little book.
That's dope.
I'm changing names. Changing the city. I'm not going to even be me. I'm going to have a surname. But like, yeah. But not a surname, a pen name. My bad. Talking crazy. But yeah, it's going to be pretty dope. But yeah, it's pretty much basically about us not just smashing and having fun like that, because we all grew up to be semi-successful. It's about the growing pains we went through as brothers and how we got to where we are now. So it's not gonna be Red Shoe Diaries or Zane. It's gonna be some fucking, but it ain't gonna be in detail like that. But anybody in college that ever did anything or did any dirt or got the crew of guys that really rode with, it's gonna be
yeah, dead. And they'll be able to relate to it. And women will probably relate to it too from their level as well. Though.
Oh yeah,
you know, yeah, we kicked it, we did our shit like that because women do their dirt too.
Yeah. But yeah, like I was saying though, I'm lucky enough to come. It was a lot of different crews, and we all kind of intermingled. So I kind of met Teddy's one of my best friends. Great
you know,
guy.
Lopez, they know
okay, so dad. Yeah, so I met Daryl through him, and I met other crews through him, and it was just a real wild time in St. Louis for a while. It was a lot of crews throwing events and just living, and it was a good time. This was the mid 2000s.
Dude, I would tell people all the time though, man. Like if you visit St. Louis between 1999. In 2010, you'd be like, oh, this is the shit.
Yeah, it was a good...
Like, it was just so... You know, people moved here and was like, yo, this is popping.
Like, people don't... I don't know. Our club scene wasn't able to sustain it, per se, just because St. Louis is a weird place. But for a minute, and I'm going to get Freetime they props. I'm going to get Sagu they props. Like, it was just the atmosphere to be young and black.
People wanted to go out. And we made them comfortable going out too.
Yeah, and we were all college educated. I'm not saying that we elite like that or nothing like that, but there wasn't no tomfoolery going on. It was plenty of nice looking women. All the dudes for the most part was on their thing. It was a few posers on both sides.
Yeah.
But everybody was about their business. And if you were like trying to have fun and trying to get it in, it was just a really good atmosphere. Like if anybody was in St. Louis during that time. Yeah. And Daryl was one of the people that spearheaded that. Salute to you. Because just coming to y'all events, y'all definitely, y'all say, you know, I hear things about me from time to time. I'm old, not the game. But like, most of that stuff, y'all facilitated. I'm just a player in the crowd.
You just know how much stressful it was being a dude, though. Was, you know how many times we had to fake and roll and alley-oop and slide and.
I used to come to events and just watch it and be like, I'm glad. I'd be like, I'm happy to be here, but I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
But it worked out though, because y'all had Teddy.
Yeah. Teddy was offset a lot of stuff.
Teddy kept me out of so much trouble just being Teddy.
Yeah. Just being like, hey man, you might not even want to do that, man. Like, oh, you right, man.
He like Yoda.
Yeah.
Like the moral Yoda of all the crews.
He is, man. He is. Like, he's the most... Like, I tell people all the time, if you don't think he's good, everybody else from my whole crew is just... If you were like, man, Teddy just okay, then you don't want to meet nobody else down the line that we all run with.
No.
Because he's the moral... He's the standard. He's the standard bearer of like...
It has an apex of, like, what I aspired to be.
It's Teddy.
Like, what I try to be now in my older age. Like, Teddy was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's human. He's not perfect. He had his moments.
Some of them influenced by us. I'm
about to say, rolling with us, you had a good moment.
No, look. Y'all think Jesus rolling the disciples and do a little bit of dirt, then...
Teddy had his moments.
He drank some wine and, you know what I'm saying, kicked it.
If we had to do a rating of, like, who was, like, the best of the crew, like, if I had a sister and I was like, yo, it's just the crew, we're the only guys left, I'd have been like, go get Teddy. Mm-hmm. Now.
Well, even crazy when we talk about on the episode about crews, we say that your chaplain is the moral compass. So if you see it, like with girls, if you see a dude crew, like, oh, what's the dude that kind of the dude that keep y'all together? If he's a scumbag, then everybody else is like just falls by the wayside after that.
Yeah.
You know, the most moral dude in the crew is the one that's going to kind of hold it down. And then everybody else just kind of falls and set, you know, in different places, you know, along the lines from there.
Yeah, I was talking to him just last night. And Teddy always wants to act like, you know, he wasn't as important to the crew as he was. But I'm like, yo, Teddy, all the stories may not be about you per se.
But you're at all of them.
And you're usually the one that's keeping them stories from getting worse. Like, you're always there to, like, say, yo, slow it down. Or if I needed somewhere to stay, it was your crib.
Yeah.
Like you, and you probably don't hear this and be like, oh, they just talking stuff. But no, Ted, shout out to you, man.
Yeah.
Good, all around good guy. Back in my scumbag days, like, you kept me from being like dirty fingernail scum. Like,
yeah,
you like at least clean my nails. And like,
yeah, you're like, you at least put on the gloves when you go.
Like, don't look like you do. And shout out to you. But no, y'all parties, man.
I know.
Pack it up.
Dude, I was thinking back, looking at old videos, like, yo, like, I could, like, nobody is. That was just a certain moment in life that we'll never ever be to recreate again.
No. And
I'll never be able to do events like I did, like parties and stuff like that, but we put on. I couldn't even do it if I grinded for months for one event.
It was so organic. Like, the music mm-hmm. was good for the time. Yeah. Like, the music was good. Like, the atmosphere was good. Like, we had all just kind of graduated and had our first real job, mm-hmm. so we had a little bit of money.
Yep.
It was just, I'll never be that young and innocent when it comes to life. Like, I've not grown up, and I know,
like, from that.
I know this from that, but, like, in that time span, man, when you, anybody who young listen to this, I know you're supposed to be finding yourself between, like, 25 and 30 or whatever, kick it, man. Because, for real, at some point, you got to pay them student loans back. At some point, I hate to say it, unless you're just going to be the old nigga in the club, you're going to have to settle down.
That's the thing, though. That's what's crazy to me, though. You see cats our age, though, that's kicking it hard. Like,
still.
We still are, like, they almost got, like, they got a second childhood almost because they missed out on that period. But it sucks for them because they're not getting, they saw everything with the pictures and, like, oh, man, I can't wait to get back out there. But we all exited, and you just coming in the club. Like, you, like, dude, it is popping in here, but you seeing all the lights and all the people dancing. And you walk in and people like, oh, hitting you like, man, I gotta get to the crib, man. I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna pop out.
Yeah, we leave early now. It's weird. If I go out, I can't stay till it closed.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I was working. I was working. I'm trying to see what I'm about to do. And either plan B, just in case something fall down.
That was, look, man, any girl that's dating a dude that's a promoter or club owner, if you wanna catch your dude slipping, just stay to the end. Cause that's when I would have my kind of like situations popping. I have, you know, man, I actually missed out on, I'll tell y'all, I missed out on a good girl, man. And she's AK, man, from Adrian, no. So, the same girl that, the choking story and slapping story. And you, and as a man, you had to make a decision. Like, it was three girls waiting for me at the end of the night. So, Teddy, once again, I'm like, hey, man, take her to her car. Old girl to AK, I'm like, yeah, Teddy, he's an alpha, you AK. I'm like, hey, man, walk into her car, that thing, sweetheart, I'm gonna be, sweetheart, I'm gonna be a little bit, you know, tied up for a while and go home, get you some sleep and everything. Woo-woo. So, got her out, you know what I'm saying? Because I was going home with the main girl I was dealing with. And then I told, then Teddy came back up. I was like, hey, Teddy, man, can you take Walker to her car too?
We gotta make sure we get this money together.
I was like, man, dude, it's a lot more I gotta count up and stuff. Though. I don't want you to be hanging out. It's 3 a.m. and stuff, though. I'll hit you when I leave and stuff. Both of them married. They both met two dudes. They was leap like that night or like the day after they got married to him.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying, dope. Yeah.
No, but the game is the game. And I hate to say it. Yeah. Anybody I dealt with, especially in my scummy days, like, if y'all out here happy, because shit, I'm happy as a motherfucker. Yeah. I hope all of y'all happy too. It's weird. Because of social media and like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, I'm actually, other than the one girl who hates my fucking guts, me and all my exes are actually cool.
Yeah.
Like, not cool like we talk every day, send each other cards and shit. But, like, if I saw them in the street, like, it would be beef. If I saw them at the mall or saw them out.
And I read an article that's interesting about that. It was saying that contact, maybe being friends on Facebook or social media, actually may keep people from actually calling people.
Yeah.
Because I can just see what Sleepy up to by going to his page, though. Yeah. I ain't got to call him, like, hey, what's been up? Well, dang, yeah, let's go get a drink and catch up and see what's been up with my life. I can just go to your Facebook page. Oh, okay. Sleepy just had a kid. Okay.
Yeah.
Sleepy just got married. You know, and then you can just kind of see what's kind of been going on. Oh, okay. I ain't got to even reach out to them and then see what's going on. I can kind of live through their social media happenings and everything.
I know. That is definitely a plus. I think it helped me when I was going through my transformation and trying to calm down. Because every guy.
That's their whole thing.
You got to go through that. You're going to go out there and wild out. If you're lucky. I mean, at some point. Even if you get married young. If things don't work out, you're going to go back. But anywho, it's a hard life to give up sometimes because you're not.
It's like being a drug dealer.
It's not even the fucking sex, per se.
It's like being a drug dealer. Yeah. It's literally Mitch in Paid in Full. He's like, it's just the game. He's like, it's not. Remember, he's like, it's not about the money.
Yeah.
It's just the game I love. I just love the game.
Yeah. My issue was because I was getting older, so it was a new generation almost. You almost want to see if you still got it. Like, whenever you get any type of whatever, because like I said, I definitely wasn't a superstar, but I was doing my thing. I had enough going on. You always want to see if you still got it. If you were ever in the game. If you was ever, I was a hunter. If you was ever out hunting and gathering, at some point you're going to get older, and the younger cats going to start hunting and gathering. You got to stay your ass in the fucking village. I just wanted to keep hunting. Fucking
right, I'm out here. I can still throw this spear just like the rest of y'all.
But the girls start changing, your partners start getting married, And yeah, it's cool dealing with young girls because they fucking fine and you can mold them, but y'all ain't got shit in common. It's just sex at this point. At least with the other chicks, y'all might have had something in common. You could deal with their bullshit. Young chick, she won't listen to Nicki Minaj's other bullshit. All right.
And she listen to Kodak Black.
She listen to motherfucking 21 Savage. No, I ain't got time for that shit. I just ain't. And the music cool. I'm from the hood. I listen to it. But like, I ain't got time for that shit. At some point, you got to like transition out. That transition out is a motherfucker.
I think it's harder for men than women.
Well, the problem is, because it's more women than men, just because you transitioning out and you think you found the one, the other chicks that ain't found the one that used to fuck with you still want to fuck with you. Mm. Like before it's official,
it's a power vacuum.
Yeah, like, before it's like official that you out. Like you got a girl, y'all might just, you ain't engaged or nothing, but you got a girl, y'all been together for a little bit of time. You ain't answering no text messages or nothing. Like they still feel like, oh, if I send this nigga this nude, like he gonna respond. Or if I see him out, you know, if I rub up on him, and it's fucking. If you got blood flowing through your body, and you see her, and you know you used to bend her over, and she got that arch.
The game is the game.
I was smart. I just said, fuck it. I'm leaving St. Louis. I moved away for 5 years. Not to say that I would have done right if I lived in St. Louis, but
you had to take yourself out of the
temptation equation. Is a motherfucker, and it's best sometimes to get away from the things that you're addicted to. I wasn't necessarily addicted to the sex. It was the attention. It was the fucking. It's the adrenaline rush.
It is.
I just being like, yo, I'm talking to such and such and such and such and such and such, and that shit gets addictive. The game is the game. You can get sex from anywhere. Like this not even that at that point. There's only so many positions and so many things you could do. Like I'm just being real.
Yeah.
You just got to know when to get out. That's the thing that niggas struggle with.
And that's the exit.
That's how you lose a good girl, too.
Very true.
And you get a couple good girls in your life, in my opinion.
Yep.
But, like, you only get... It's not unlimited. It's not contra. You ain't got the code. You don't got unlimited.
It's not the up, up, down, yeah, down.
You only got so many. So, like, when you're 21 and you lose a good girl, you might be able to bounce back by 25. You lose at 25, you might be able to bounce back again at 30. But if you 45, you done ran out of good girls. These are the girls that, the fun girls that are left over at this point.
Yeah.
That all your crew done talk to, or someone from the other crew done talk to.
And then you gotta try to justify it in your mind that it's cool.
And it's, you thinking to yourself, I remember she used to have, and that's superficial, I know.
And you know, there is a.
And love is love.
And it's love. And also, there's also a. A statute of limitations.
Yeah. Oh, true. Yeah. If it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
This nigga already married. You know. Whatever.
Yeah, it's whatever. Yeah.
And truthfully, and this is just being real. My fear, just me personally, mm-hmm. I never wanted to be like. I went to school and I was young at some point, 21, going to the club, and there was niggas going to the club when I was 21 that were way older than me.
I didn't want to be them.
Now I'm 28 and I'm still going to the club, and these old niggas are still here. I don't want to be that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Life got to be boring to the motherfucker. You go home. Who the fuck take care of you when you get sick? The club chick? The baddie? She ain't coming over. She got a young nigga she dealing with.
She trying to get some bread from you on a low, probably.
I'm like, I don't want to be this nigga. And I'm like, I only got so many good chicks left, and I actually got a good chick. Let me sit my old ass down. And you buy over. The game can kill you. You either bow gracefully and let these...
Or the game retires you.
Are you, yeah.
Well, that happens to women a lot, too, though. That's the messed up part. Because would you leave in the club scene, or not even the same club, the social scene, there's a power vacuum because you hollered at 10 girls in theory. You know what I'm saying? So now those 10 girls don't have a dude to talk to. Or even if you want to holler at them, but like, just giving them attention, conversation, they don't have that no more. Mm-hmm. So now... They pivoting towards a dude named Johnny. Johnny getting married too now. Or he's got a gay gal. Yeah. Now they pivot. Now it's 30 of them because his 10 are gone. So now it's 30 pivoting towards somebody else. And it just gets smaller and smaller. And some of them start dipping out. And they start getting their man. And they getting out. And then they get pressure from inside of their own feelings. From their family. Their friends. Like, they always a bridesmaid. Never the bride.
Yeah.
You know.
No, it's...
And it's, you know...
I mean, and it happens to guys too. We got a couple partners that, you know, still in the game. Some of them were out the game at some point. They're going through their second run. They Jordan. They came out of retirement.
Well, some of them came out as, and they came out as back as managers.
Yeah.
You know, they came right back in the game, but then they out the game.
Yeah.
Like they just like, you know, I'm just gonna be the manager of the Run DMC. Yeah. I don't want to be in the group, but I'll be a manager. I'll be Rush Town manager.
Yeah, it's always so.
They're gonna come back and be Paul Eller.
I always
think they're Leroy Cohen. I'm in the game, but I ain't in the game. You know, I'm involved
for a real crew to work for real. Everybody gotta want everybody to win. Mm-hmm. You can't have a selfish nigga in the crew. Even if you lose that night, you gotta take solace in
somebody came.
Somebody
up.
Won.
The worst depressing part was nobody come up. That's when it's that's if when
nobody
everybody
wins.
Depressing.
Y'all together, so, but you.
There better have been a fight.
Yeah,
all see, better have been a fight. That messed up everybody's.
Even after a fight, usually
you
somebody
got something set up. Yeah,
somebody's like, come here, let me hold you.
Like, even if she was bad as hell and you were spitting at her and you ain't know your partner, shit, you did know your partner, but we had the rule, well, I'm going to go back to UMSA. We had, it was called the Freshman Blitz. You had 2 weeks to close the deal, and everybody would leave the chick alone that you picked. After the 2 weeks, if you ain't closed the deal, it was open season.
She went back out into the ocean.
And even with the man whores, like we had, it was rules of engagement. Like we used to call it the sweep. when shit like is about to end and she wasn't your official real girl, we all had three. It's three girls that were untouchable. Like these my bottoms, these are the ones I wrote with. Don't you nigga chill. But everybody else, you call the sweep. Tap was the greatest sweep. Tap called him early. It's like Tap had a sixth sense of when shit was going wrong. Tap be like, yep, call him a sweep. And once the sweep was called, shit, I almost would give up on purpose. I'm like, shit, she had a headache any day. I didn't do what I wanted to do. I wanted to be where I'm for real. Let another nigga win. That's if you live in the game like that, especially if it's your crew. I don't give a fuck about a nigga I don't know. But if that's your crew, you just want to see everybody prosper.
But that's common man, though. You want your best friends and your friends to win, man. That's the
always
the spirit.
Always in the end, that's the goal. Always in the end, there's got to be altruism.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
True. I remember when I met Matt. I just met Matt at a random group thing on a humbug. Matt was just cool as a motherfucker. Matt was just a nigga I had mutual respect for. You respect a nigga that kind of move like you. I see Matt.
Darius Miles headband.
I saw Matt.
Oh, I haven't done any players in a little while.
Go ahead. I saw Matt. I saw women's. I said that was nice looking women's. I said some nice women's. Nice looking women. A lot of women. Nice looking women gravitating toward that man. I don't know him, but he seemed like.
And you know what? You know what Matt went in his zone though. You can tell what Matt in his zone though, because he had like two or three drinks though, and he's like his eyes get like percolated where he like focused. Like, you know what?
He's limited.
I'm coming out.
You know, limitless. You become limitless.
That's exactly it. There you go.
You become.
Yeah. Your eyes like. It's not squinty where like somebody's drunk. It's like your eyes like focus like, and you can see you got your drink like, I'm fucking tonight.
Somebody. And I'll even see you do the check down.
It may be somebody. Right? Maybe somebody already messed with.
I won't have to look down the field only.
No. Whether you see it or not, I've seen you like talk to a chick and I'm like, okay, that's the one I think he won't. And I'll be like, but he didn't sprinkle over that way. Just in case.
Check down.
In case
crossfield.
Some shit go wrong. And I respected that. They used to call me the sprinkler. I would go sprinkle a little bit.
The sprinkler.
No.
One time for Calvert Chaney.
Yeah, man.
Calvert Chaney. The pride of IU.
Because everybody ain't got the tools. Like, Matt, Matt.
You just got to evaluate. That's why people get in there and get too excited. They'd be like, you know, like,
have fun, man.
I got to, that's the one. Man, if you make your final decision within your first hour of being in a place, you're doing yourself a disservice as well as the community.
Because you ain't seen how she moved.
You ain't seen everybody that's going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, you were forgetting one of the things we talked about earlier. Ultimately,
She gonna choose.
Right.
So and if she that bad, it's other niggas putting
putting in a bid. Yeah. Everybody putting in a little bid in there.
Yeah, word to Ricky Rubio, dog.
You trying to say he's a bust already?
Ricky Rubio.
He's supposed to be like Steve Nash.
Yeah, he was. He's not on my fantasy team.
Oh, dang. We did Ricky Rubio.
At the very least, Randy Foy. Or Johnny Flynn.
Johnny Flynn is a bust. Damn.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Flynn was the fourth pick in the draft.
Damn, out of Syracuse.
Yeah.
Don't be Johnny.
Don't Flynn. I was just going to say that. Don't be. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a role to play. And some days, I hate to say it.
Sometimes you stroll Miles Swift. And sometimes you not.
Damn. He had actually a 10-year career, I believe.
Yeah, and it was all not the 10-year career of a number two overall.
Yeah, and I'm probably only because he's 7'1". Yeah. Just that you can't teach height.
It very much helped. One time for Tyrus Thomas.
Oh. You could do this
song. Chicago Bears.
Oh, I don't have to stop anytime.
Okay. I'm going to do a
you
nice.
You all Bulls? I mean, all LSU based at this point?
I'm not gonna go. I'm just gonna throw this out there.
Mm-hmm. Chris Burgess.
No, not even. I'm gonna let you have the name. I'm just gonna throw out a nice analogy.
Okay.
Of who I tried. Everybody can't be LeBron or even Kevin Love or Kyrie, but it's pretty cool being fucking J.R. Smith too. Play your fucking position.
J.R. Smith is savage.
Savage.
I bet it is fun to be J.R. Smith.
Play your position.
I bet you it is fun. It's like J.R. Smith or like James Harrison.
Oh.
Or like.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Like,
but Trent Payne said James Harrison probably is running that locker room.
He probably be in that joint telling cats to sit down.
Yeah, he do. You
stand
know.
Up when I talk to you.
He told Roger Goodell they had to come to his house to talk to him about the steroids. You know that, right?
Oh, my God.
He said, I'm not leaving my crib. Y'all can come see me. And Roger's like, well, I was in the area, so I just wanted to see him. but he can interview him about that PED scandal from Al Jazeera.
Yeah.
Or whatever, but
I wouldn't go in his crib, though.
Yeah, that's.
You don't go in James Harrison's house.
He invited you, though.
But
no, he told me you had to come see him. Like,
this I'm is not going in there. Before I my arms pulled off. James Harrison looks the kind of cat that'll hold you off in one hand and have a conversation. I'll talk to you when I'm ready to. You'd be like, damn,
he should make
me. I always pride myself in being Jason Kidd, man.
Jason Kidd is for the people, though.
You know what I'm
saying?
I always
want it, man. But he got his.
You know what I'm saying? I get my points when I can. You know what I'm saying? I made a couple of cats all-stars a little bit. You know, I threw a lot of oops in my days. A lot of oops.
I agree.
I've thrown a lot of oops to cats. Some cats that missed them. Some cats didn't feel like jumping. Shout out to Adrian. Because he like J.R. Smith. He want to go talk to somebody in the stands. So go talk to JT Money in the stands.
Hey, you know what? I will really, like I said, I will actually really equate myself to JR. When I'm hot, I'm hot. And as long as we win, I'm happy. I'm like, shit, I missed 10 shots tonight, but my niggas won. But I'm telling you, when I'm streaking, I might go 30 for 30. It might be something to
see. And I'm going
to
jack them up.
It might be something to see.
No, that's all true. Yeah, I mean, like, when you
stroke. What basketball player should you pray yourself to?
Oh, which version of me? Like, right now?
Yeah, right now.
Right now.
Carmelo.
Ooh.
I'm just hitting mid-range jumpers, and I'm above the shots. I hit big jumpers at this point.
But you ain't going to go to the hole and try to dunk
maybe
on people's
D-Wade,
moves.
Maybe.
D-Wade developed the jumpers.
We doing now? I wouldn't be JR now. See, I'm a coach at this point. Mm-hmm. I'm Ty Lue. I just want to see young niggas be great.
I guess
I would be a coach on Mary, so I guess, man, I probably.
I mean, like, for this day.
Jason Kidd still. I can do Jason Kidd.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, I mean, I guess at this point in my career, I'm still active, but I'm most certainly not in my prime anymore, but I'm still highly productive.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what I do now, I do
well.
Would
you be KG last year, man?
No,
he wasn't even getting ticked last year.
Oh, he wasn't getting ticked?
No, man.
Just play a coach.
Yeah, no, I'm not even Tim Duncan last year. Like, I'm older in the game, but I'm still productive. Nah, that's a few years down the road. That's for him and Tony Parker a few years down the road. I think Carmelo,
this is
Carmelo.
Three Olympics at this point in time, perennial All Star. You know, like you can count me out if you want to. Carmelo hit a game winner last night.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Ty Lue. I got a ring. Got a couple. One as a coach. I got one as a player.
Even though I got done by...
Oh, yeah. Person. The game is the game. You can cross the ball.
You cross the ball.
It's okay. You got to stay in the game till you win.
Shout out to Tyrone Lue from Mexico, Missouri, man.
Yeah. I'm content with that. Young black man doing his thing. He got to deal with LeBron. I got to deal with these young niggas running around acting crazy. the game different now with this Instagram and Facebook shit. Not Facebook, sorry. Twitter and all that. You niggas is living.
But also, it's easy to get caught up, too.
True, but they live it.
They are living.
As an observer, because I observe.
But I also peep the game of the screenshot game, all that stuff. True. Like, you almost got to be covert in the DMs. You just got to be like, hey, let me just get up with you. And then you got to take it back to just straight up conversations. face-to-face conversations. Yeah. Like you just gotta be like, let's get up. Yeah. Like, that's how you gotta be almost on some old, let's get up.
But I'm more so coming from the potential of women that you could meet.
It's unlimited.
With flights the way they are now.
Yeah, it's limited.
And niggas got fucking Google Maps. Nigga. We had MapQuest and bullshit.
And a regular Mac.
Yeah. So, like, just the opportunities that you all have. Ladies, too, because I know y'all out here doing y'all thing as well. Ladies. Opportunities y'all have to meet people is, like, if I was 25 today, man, I'm unstoppable. I'm telling you right now. If I could take what I know right now and transplant that 10 years ago, oh, my God.
I'm sure as old cats is 45 looking back like, man, if I had Ethernet when I was on college, instant messenger. They think about all the stuff we had on campus.
I put it this way. I look at the stuff that cats had, the way they could use things even at this point. I couldn't use Facebook and the stuff the way that cats do now.
No.
When I was around when I was in school. I put it to you this way, though, is that when you get to a certain point, you have more desire to have done things sooner as opposed to have not done them at all.
This is true.
I wish I would have known some of the things I know now a few years back, because I would have came out a different way. But I guess if you get that, though, too early, you're just going to be learning different lessons now, because you ain't never just going to sit in the same place.
Yeah, well said.
Be the same guy. So, I mean, like, you got to take your bumps in the road as they come, for sure. And you got to be able to, but if you take them bumps and you don't use them, and you just end up being the same cat in 5 years, that's how rule number one ends up turning his back on you.
Eventually, all your friends gonna get out the game.
She ain't signed up for you to be the same cat forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That just ain't the play.
Oh, man. Well said. You have to evolve, man.
They want us to evolve. That's the thing. We want them to stay the same. We want them. They want to evolve evolution.
You know, that's hella true.
Dude, we want you to be the same motherfucker we married or same girl we met when we start kicking it. They looking at you, who you going to be later on.
Yeah.
They see the potential.
Yeah. They looking at like, oh, he's
women almost always, the smart ones and the ones that actually are able to corral dudes and be able to really get, that end up with dudes that are of any good. They aren't trying to get finished products. They're trying to get ones that are about themselves, but the ones that they see are going to continue to get better.
Because them finished products, man. That's like me and him talk all the time.
Set your ways, man.
Not just only that. You don't want to deal with them problems. Me and him talk all the time about the Instagram girls. Like, you see the bad ones, you be like, I don't even want them problems.
Yo, the stress. Nothing to do with that truck.
Like, the stress level that you to be dealing with.
Oh,
yeah, I see in heat vision, and I just see like white hot stress.
Fight.
Because the same technology that you got, other niggas got, you got to deal with. Oh my God, yes. Stress.
And on top of that, you just, she's just so easy disposable. She feels you disposable too.
Chicks see us the same way though.
Yeah, so she feels you disposable.
They'll look and be like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
He too much out there.
That's true. That is true. Because of social media nowadays, you expose more. Somebody took a picture, club picture, shit, you Snapchatting, whatever. Everybody want to live a life. You Snapchatting or doing whatever you're doing. And then next thing you know.
Oh, okay. Cool.
The book.
Oh, the book.
Next thing you know, she don't want you because you out there. Out there kind of fun, but yeah, don't be too far out there.
You gotta come in the house eventually, though. Even if you're still in the game, you gotta come in the house eventually at some point.
Well, yeah, wrap it up, fellas. Sleepy, thank you for coming on.
Hey, thank you.
Let everybody know where they can hit you up at.
Hey, thank you for having me. My Twitter pretty tame now. I'm washed. But if you just want to talk about sports and TV or whatever.
Search your archives is what you're saying?
If you want to talk about sports.
The person that told me about Titty Tuesdays is this person sitting across
from me. True. I was on Twitter early, man.
Because I was like, what the fuck? And I hit him on a DM. I'm like, yo, Titty Tuesdays, like, hit the hashtag. That's all he said to me. He said, hit the hashtag.
But no, seriously, if you want to talk about family shit or talk about sports, I do a little bit of, you know, pop culture shit. It's got to go to sleep. Just like it sounds, GOTTA to sleep. Come talk to me, whatever. I'm pretty approachable. I'm boring. If you want some book, but I can give you good advice. But I'm boring now.
Matt, shout out to your new show and everything, man. On, man.
Yeah, tired where can all
people,
the time.
Where can people hit you up, hit the show up at? You and all this stuff. Oh, well, and you got your check, too. You got your check.
Unless you really, yeah.
You are official, bro.
I'm waiting on a check to follow that check. But, yeah, on Twitter, man, Cheap Seat Fan. You can keep up with everything. Everything that I do comes through there. As I sit here and kind of semi-work because we finish this thing up.
What's anywhere that people that get the show, get this, listen to the radio show?
Oh, you can find it on my Twitter feed. I got stuff on there.
Yeah, he's an amazing writer. He's awesome. Check him out.
Yeah, man, appreciate it.
Email us, y'all. StraightOLC@gmail.com. StraightOLC on Twitter. Stroud Lowcast fan page. Yo, what this premium content? We got some dope stuff on here now. We gonna tell some stories. I might even get sleepy to come back and tell some stories too. Y'all pay for alcohol, we can make it happen.
I just need some Hennessy.
Y'all pay that $3 fee. Y'all pay that $3 fee. You ain't gonna know what comes from it. If you start buying that exclusive content, it ain't gonna be just like you buying something just to get. Now we gonna drop some stories.
Right, monthly. We'll give you monthly content.
And truthfully. They
gonna game
buy the,
too.
They gonna buy liquor anyway, so drunk stories are always put in the sober store.
Yeah, they definitely are. Y'all can drink with us as you listen.
Yeah.
But thank y'all for listening as always. We'll catch y'all on the flip side.
Peace. It's like a suggested alcohol of the